Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. Before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way we know how, coming giving you praise, coming giving you thanks for who you are, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in each and every person's life that will touch this line today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. You made them. You know all about them, dear Heavenly Father. We need you like never before, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to use us today here on this line. Move me out of the way and let the Holy Ghost come through, that someone may hear about the topic today and be able to be changed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Today, our topic is being good. It's living the way God wants us to live. You know, goodness is not merely being good at something, like she's going or good at cooking. Goodness is being like God. It is doing something positive that exhibits our likeness to God and exhibits our likeness to God. The Bible says that when we say, I want to be good, we are really saying, I want to be like God. The quality of being morally good, or virtue, a belief in the basic goodness of mankind. And in our topic today, our tag words is kindness, generosity, beneficial, virtue, and excellence. All those things going in being good. You know, I know you're saying, well, what do you mean by being good? Well, let's go to the scripture over in Psalms 119 and verse 40. The word of God say, behold, I have longed after thy precept. Quicken me in thy righteousness. You know, here, you know, it's saying, but I long to obey your commandment, renewing my life with your goodness. You know, the word of God is a clear statement of what God wants us to do and know is best for us. To live according to God's word is to live according to his will, and that is living a good life. You know, well, we have some more questions I know you want to ask. You're saying, well, why should we be good? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. I went over to Job, and you know who Job was. We're going to go to the first Job 1 and 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. You know, when you think about that, he was blameless. That's what it's saying in the Bible. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and strayed away from evil. Can a lot of you all say that today? You was blameless, a man of complete integrity. Can you say that you fear God and stray away from evil? You know, Job followed a plan for pursuing goodness that is simply in design, yet so difficult in practice. When we avoid evil and honor God, we can't help but be good. You know, evil, as they say, is always present, but because it's there, don't mean we have to do what evil tried to dictate to it. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you know, you cannot say, I'm going to do things God's way. I'm going to be excellent in it. I'm going to be virtuous. I'm going to show kindness. And, you know, I was over in How Should We Be Good. I went over to 1 Samuel. Let's turn over there and see what 1 Samuel 24 and verse 9 and 10 say. And David said to Saul, wherefore hearest thou man's words, saying, behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord have delivered thee today into mine hands, and the Craig and some bad me kill, but my enemies spared thee. And I say, I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. I'm going to read that again. The word of the Lord said, behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord had delivered thee today into my hands in the cave, and some bade me kill thee. He didn't want to kill me, but mine eyes spared thee. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. We're talking about here over in Samuel. And you know, for the Lord placed you at my mercy. That's what the word was saying. Back there in the cave, and some of my men told me to kill you, but I spared you. How many times somebody have told somebody else, with all this killing going on, all this shooting and all this stuff, somebody said, well, I want you to go kill so-and-so. I want you to do so-and-so. But here he's saying, you, but I spared you. No, I'm not going to kill you. I'm returning good for evil. It's real victory. You know, you didn't turn evil into evil. You turned that thing around. You turned that evil around for the good. And we're talking about having our tag words in here today: kindness, generosity, beneficiary, virtue, and excellence. You know, I even went over to 1 Timothy. Let's turn over to 1 Timothy and see what the word is saying today about being good. It's living the way God wants us to live. We go in scripture, that way everybody can see where it's taking us to. Let me turn over to Timothy, and I'm reading what it says in the word. I ain't going to just say no anything. That way you can go along with me with your Bibles if you have until your pages out. 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter and the 10th verse says, well reported of for good work, if she had brought up children, if she had lodged strangers, if she had washed the saints' feet, if she had relieved the afflicted, if she had diligently followed every good work. Now here they're saying, she must be well, respected by everyone because of the good she has done. Has she been kind to strangers? Yes. Has she helped those who are in trouble? Yes. Kind deeds are mark of goodness, which being the respect of others. You mean, yes, when somebody do good, they're not doing evil. Even when people do other people evil, but they turn around and do good for them. They don't do dirt for dirt. God don't want that. He wants us to treat everybody with kindness, with generosity, virtue, with excellence, beneficial. That's what the word is telling us today. And I know you say, well, how then shall I show my appreciation to God for his goodness? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to go over to Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, and let's see what they're saying through the word of God. We're talking about today being good. And over in 1 Chronicles, let me turn to that, the 16th chapter. Let's get that. And see what over in the 16th chapter saying, and the 34th verse. And the word of God says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. They're telling us to give thanks. The word of God telling us. That's what it say. Oh, give thanks. Every day we get up, we're giving God thanks. We're thanking him for today that we're still here. We're thanking him for Raymond and for everything he has blessed us with. We're giving him thanks. Even just to be on this broadcast today, I'm giving him thanks. For he is good. Who can you find good, better than good, better than Coke, 7-Up, and all these drinks in that? God, he is the good. He's the good thing to you. For his mercy endure. Hear his mercy endure forever. You know, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endureth forever. You know, you cannot do nothing without giving God praise. You know, some people may not say nothing, may not give God what's rightly due him. But when you think about it, I know for goodness, I got to be good. I got to, it's a must for me. No matter what was thrown at me, no matter what come with me, today I thank you for enduring. I thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness. And I went over to Psalms chapter 7. And let's see what Psalm chapter 7 says. And the 17th verse. Let's turn right on over there. We're going from scripture. That way you can follow suit. Psalm 7 and verse 17 say, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. Oh, it's righteousness, you all. We're going to praise God on because his righteousness. And it says, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Now just think about that right for a minute. I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. You know, over in Psalm, very few Psalms, in the book of Psalms, you're going to find, oh Lord, here's our word. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. That's one of our tag words, excellent. You know, when you think about it, oh Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who have set thy glory above the heavens. And when, as you go on through Psalm, you're going to find, oh Lord, oh Lord, help, Lord. You're going to find, preserve me, oh God. You're going to find all through the scriptures about, unto thee, oh Lord, do I lift up my soul. Here we're talking about showing excellence, showing grace, showing what God would have us to do. And you'll find it all through Psalms. When you pick up your Bible, you can read it for yourself. The Lord shall abide in thy tabernacle. Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Psalms. You can just read Psalms over and over and over. And each time you read it, you get a clearer understanding by being good is living the way God wants us to live. My, 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 my. When I think about that, how good God is. What he's doing for us, you know. God promises, you know, is to repay good with evil, have serious consequence. Let's go over to Proverbs, and see what Proverbs said on this particular verse. Let me pull it up. Proverbs chapter 17, and let me turn to it in my Bible, and we're going to read the 13th verse, and it says, whoso rewarded evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. You don't do evil for evil. You do good. Because being good is living the way God wants us to live. Some people say, well, I can't. Yes, you can be good. Just because that person acted nasty with you, You don't have to act nasty with them because they cut you off at the path, as I was saying. You can be straightforward and say, you know, that's not the way God would want us to live. That's not the things God want us to say. And that's what we're talking about today, talking about the goodness of the Lord, being kind, showing kindness, being generosity, being generous with someone, having that virtue, that excellence. You know, God is good to those who seek him. You know, you got to seek God where he may be found. He's not lost. But the word says seek him. You seeking him by talking to him, by praying with him, by reading the word of God. You're seeking him every time we come to the broadcast. I bring my Bible. I tell you different chapters or verses which go to talking about the word of God, because it's important that we learn enough about the word. We know when something come up in our life, well, we don't run to the next door neighbor. We run automatically. If you used to doing it, you're going to run to God and say, God, how good and pleasant it is for brethren. That's over in Psalms 1, if I'm not mistaken. And I've turned right on over to it there, Psalms 1. That's why I was telling you, in Psalms you're going to find, oh, sing unto the Lord. A new song, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth. You know, you're going to find it throughout the Psalms where you're just giving God the praise. You're giving him the thanks. You're grateful because you couldn't have made it without him. And let me turn over to Psalms 1. Because that's where, when I went to court and I wanted to make sure I'm giving it to you right. That's why I try to have my Bible here. So when we discussing something, we can have. And Psalms 1 say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We're talking about being good. It's living the way God wants us to live. If we live the way God wants us to live, we're not going to have no problems and trouble. We may have some things come up in our life. But he going to look down on his chair and say, wait a minute, he and she is living for me. She's doing all she know how. Let me bless my daughter. Let me bless my son. Because they're following my commandment. They're doing what I had told them to do. And you know, God brings good out of bad circumstances. You've seen things that happen, and you say, how any good could come out of that? God will turn that situation around on your behalf, and you come out, they said, you came out smelling like a rose. It was God. It wasn't you. That situation around for your good. Let's go over to Romans 8 and 28. Oh, now, one of my favorite chapters. 8 and 28, and the word of God say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Also, if I go to verse 29, it says, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestined, that he also called. My. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. And the word said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who? I ask you again. If God be for you on this line, who can be against you? If God is for you, God is your chief. God's standing right up there. He fighting that battle with you. You don't have to get out and get out of character. You don't have to degrade yourself. They're either going to take you face value as you are because you're being good. You're doing what God say do. And that's what we are talking about today. And I know you say, well, how do I know if a person is good? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. You know, because there's so many ways. But let's go to scriptures and put it down on scripture. Let's go over to Matthew, the 12th chapter today. And we're going to go to the 35th verse. And we're going to read what thus saith the Lord. And the 12th chapter and the 35th verse say, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men should speak, they should give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. My. You know, a good person produces good words from a good heart. When somebody is good, you talking about them, you slander them, but they're coming right back. You cursing them out, you saying things about them to other people on the phone, in front of their face, behind it, but they come right back to you with good things from the word of God, what God have given them. They're not backbiting you. They're not stabbing you. But they're telling you what thus saith the Lord, and that's where that kindness come in. That's where the excellence come in, your character, that virtue come in, that generosity come in. When you think about being good, is living the way God want us to live. He didn't come put no evil on us. That's the enemy. That's the devil. And we ain't going to give that devil no credit today on this broadcast. Because being good is living the way God want us to live. You know, what we say opens the window. Our soul. And shows the world around us what is inside of us. If we have practiced goodness from God, the world will see treasures within us. If we haven't, the windows of our speech will rebuke the impoverishment of our soul. That again from the word of God. What we say opens the window to our soul and shows the world around us what is inside of us. Good is inside of you. Nothing but good can come out. If evil is always present in you, top to bottom, side to side, that's what's coming out. But if you have a good report, you do what the Lord Jesus Christ said, good things will come out of you. So today, I only did 30 minutes on being good. It's living the way God wants us to live. And that's where I want to live. I want to be doing good, living good, doing what God say. Not trying to do dirt for dirt. No. Mm-mm. Repaying good with evil. You don't do stuff like that. Many people are repaying people with evil thoughts and evil deeds. But that's not what God wants us to do. Good to each one of us who seek him. And today, I choose to seek the Lord. I choose to be good. No matter who's not good to me, I choose. See, that's what you get to do. You can choose if you want to be good, or you can choose if you want to be bad or evil. And there's so many people now that's killing people and doing all these things. They chose to be like that. God didn't make them like that. He didn't create them to be like that. They chose the devil, the enemy, that sleuth put it, over God. But today, the broadcast is being good. It's living the way God wants us to live. And goodness is not merely being good at something, but goodness is being like God. My, 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 my. A belief in the basic goodness of mankind. The quality of being morally good or virtual. And you can say, I want to be good. We are really saying, I want to be like God. That is the broadcast for today. I hope you got something out of it by being good. Oh, we have someone would like to say some praise the Lord.
Okay. Hey, oh man, I have really enjoyed you on this morning. But in your talking about goodness, I thank God that it is one of the nine virtues. But goodness also means action. What uh-huh. you do has a lot to tell whether you're good or bad. I can remember when we were growing up, and I even tell my grandson now who's 18, you be good. And I'm sure we all can remember our people used to tell us when we left to go to school or wherever we were going, you better be good. I don't want to hear a bad report on you. And being good means that you better not do anything that somebody can come back and say, because it is your action, what you are doing. And Jesus was the biggest example of goodness, because he showed action when he got on the cross and died for our sins. And the only way really we can actually be holy and be pure and be good like we're supposed to be is that we've got to have that same spirit inside of us. So I just wanted to throw that out, that goodness really is the actions and what we really do. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Carla. I really appreciate that. And I know someone, I have people on my switchboard that heard that. It may be people on the archive or come in later, and they heard it, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be good. He loves us. He'll do anything for us. And he don't like for us to get out of character, to be nasty, just so-and-so was nasty. He don't want us doing that. And, you know, we see it every day. We be on the telephone. We be in the grocery store, be at the pumping gas, and it's no harm to know that somebody give them a smile or say something nice. We don't really know how that person they were, and they might have just left from somewhere and they done cussed them out, they done everything, and they're so wood together. But when you come along, you showing them kindness, you showing them some virtue, you excellent with them, you know, you showing them by, I'm not nasty like that clerk was to you. I'm going to be good to you. I don't have to know your name, but I can show you some goodness. It's some goodness. I used to hear we old, not old folks say, it's some goodness in everybody. But on this show, all the bad come out, you know. So I thank God for this broadcast today. If anybody else would like to say something, hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in for my switchboard. I'm just giving God the praise today. I knew it was going to be a little short one, because I wasn't going to get a lot of people come on by being good, because so many people want to do evil for evil, dirt, as they say. But don't you know, you get more stars in your crown being good than being evil and throwing daggers at each other. So I thank the Lord for this broadcast today. I thank all of you all came on, and I thank you, Carla, for calling in and giving us a little bit more information and tidbit on goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do I have anything from anyone else today that's on the broadcast? Feel free to say something. Hit one on your keypad. We'd love to hear from you. And if not, We're going to close the broadcast off today because I know a lot of you all are busy and going different things, but that's why I did it for 30 minutes today. I didn't want to tire nobody out, but some days I do it longer depending on what the topic is I'm talking about. But just remember, goodness is not merely being good at something. A lot of people say she's good at cooking, she's good at sewing, good at baking, good at administration, good at cashiering. I'm just throwing some examples out there. But when we good toward one another, like God wants us to be, oh, my, just think about it. All them stars that'll be in your crown one day. Like you see all the, you see a little crown with this color stone, that color stone. It'd be so many, I'm just saying that paraphrase, just so many stones in your crown, on your lapel and everywhere else because you practice being good. So today, as we get ready to leave the broadcast, we'll be back on Lost Parish next Wednesday with another topic. Also, on the fourth Saturday, we'll be on Women Unified in Christ, and we're going to have an exciting topic for that one also. So, all ladies, please tell others about Blog Talk and the show. Have them to come on because their input mean a lot. You don't know who may be listening in. When you tune in and when you say something, you give that other person, wait a minute, you know, I hadn't thought of that like that. And you have enlightened somebody else with what you say. Not just me, but somebody else will speak and say, oh, you know, I was thinking of that the other day. And that is so true. Why didn't I say that? Because that other person was to come on and say what you didn't say. So that was to help somebody else. So that's what we're going to do. Being good is living the way God wants us to live. And I always say, for the last 16 years, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, you all ladies and men, if it's on the line, you all be blessed. Have a wonderful week, the rest of it. Be careful on the road. And when somebody pass you, they want to give you the birdie or they want to look like going to shoot you something, say, God, you handle this situation because I'm not going to get out of character. So until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all, and thank you so much for coming to the broadcast and making the broadcast what it is today. So I will be on my way out and let you all have a wonderful and a blessed day today. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye. From Joy and Peace.